We should totally cheers at the beginning. Ready? Make sure your Alani Nu is facing front ways.
Dear Alani Nu,
we love you for keeping us alive. It's all good. It's good stuff. Yeah, it's good.
Hashtag brand deal.
Right? Mm. So delicious.
Welcome to the Elite Life Podcast. With your hosts, Trisha and Kylie. Here, we guide you on a journey of personal and professional transformation. Revealing the secrets to success. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, join us as we unlock the doors to the elite world of growth, grit, and grace. So, let's dive in.
What up, Elite Life fam, and welcome back to another episode of the Elite Life Podcast. I'm Kylie. That's Trisha. Say hello, Trisha.
I'm Trisha.
Today we're diving into a topic that's been on many minds lately, and this is the booming wellness industry. So if you are someone who doesn't live under a rock, I'm more than willing to bet that you've been scrolling Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, something, and you have seen no less than 500 ads for products or supplements or something like that that claims to improve your health, improve your wellness. And today we're going to talk about whether that's true or not.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very fascinating but complex subject, right? On one hand, we have access to like a plethora of products and practices.
All the things. You can literally.
All the things.
You can literally get anything, anywhere, anytime for like sleep, for bellies, for feet. Like, it's just amazing. And I love that we have all of these options. But that's why I wanted to pull you into this conversation. How do you spot a fake? How do you spot a fraud?
Yeah. Superfoods to supplements, detox teas to crystals.
Crystals? Crystal.
Market's flooded with
what
promises.
Kind of crystals? All right, y'all. So we are going to talk a little bit today because it is very sobering, Trisha, to think about, you know, God forbid, like, you know, you see the supplement and it's promising to do all of the things that you really need in your life. And then you get it and it either doesn't work or it doesn't interact well with whatever medications or anything that you're already on. So as influencers and celebrities are promoting these products for us to their millions and millions of followers, it becomes increasingly crucial for us to scrutinize the messages that are being sent, right?
Yeah, because just because it's trendy doesn't mean it's beneficial or safe, you know? Right. And I love the influencers on Instagram because I at one point was a Beachbody coach and I like followed a lot of these super trainers and influencers that are in the weight loss field. And what is true is I can put on a pair of Lulu leggings and a sports bra and I can take a picture right now and push my stomach out as a before picture and then flatten it down with some abs as an after photo. And you can, like, that's
in
what
five
is done.
Minutes, you have a before and after
time.
Photo. And you
absolutely.
You can tell people it's 1 week of progress or 1 month of progress.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the thing. Like, at the end of the day, true wellness isn't about just buying into the latest fad. Like, you have to cultivate a holistic approach to your health that honors your body, honors your mind, honors your spirit, and is something that's, you know, really going to help you to continue to move forward. Because here's one thing that I feel is true. Transformations can be easy. Like, yes, it's hard work to lose weight or do this or that, but they can be fairly easy. The hard part is staying consistently healthy. Like, that's who should be getting the likes. The people that have not just lost 40 pounds or 50 pounds or 80 pounds, but they've kept it off and lived a healthy lifestyle.
Beautiful. Absolutely. And so that's why today we're going to break down five steps that you can take when when you are vetting a new product or a new program. So let's just jump right in. So what's number one?
Number one is to research the ingredients. You really need to take the time to research the ingredients listed on a product label. Look for scientific studies or like reputable sources that support the effectiveness and the safety of the ingredients.
Yep.
Be wary of products that have like extravagant claims without any scientific backing. I mean, I have so many stories. Like I have bought tons of supplements.
So hold on, back up for those people who might just be joining us and might not know where Trisha began. Just really quick, run us down where you started on your health journey and just like fast forward. Do a time lapse for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So back in 2000 and geez, I would say
2000 and geez, people, that is a legitimate year date.
We're like 10 years back, because it was like around when me and Dave were getting married when I started like my health and weight loss journey.
So we'll say like 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah, between 10 and 12 years ago, I was on Instagram and I just happened to like a picture, or it was Facebook, one of the social medias, and it was a girl, she had a hockey skate on one foot and a high heel on the other foot. And I just thought it was super cute, right?
This is awesome.
Yeah, like I'm a hockey mom, this is cool. And this girl's like, well, what are your health and fitness goals? And I'm like, okay, I don't even set goals. I don't have any health
and
fitness
goals. First of all, what is health? What is fitness? What's a goal?
Yeah. And, you know, I thought, because you don't know what you don't know. And I grew up very poor. So like learning about nutrition was not on the list of priorities. Like if you got food to eat, you were happy that day.
Yeah.
Whatever that food was. It might be chocolate milk and boxed pizza on my free lunch from school, or it might just be an apple and a teaspoon of chocolate syrup. Why those were staples in my childhood diet, I don't know. That's what was in our refrigerator. Apple, there was always a bag of apples, and there was always a thing of Hershey's chocolate syrup, and then, you know, some ramen noodles and stuff. But I can remember thinking that because Twizzler candy said fat-free on the label that it was healthy.
Twizzler.
They said fat-free. They're fat-free. They're free of fat.
They're literally like, made out. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love Twizzlers, but they're basically just made out of wax.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I also like Wheat Thins. Well, it has wheat in the title. Right. So, like, those have to be healthy, right? Sweet. Like, I just, you don't know what you don't know. And true. I wasn't raised to read labels or think about Whole Foods. I didn't even know what Whole Foods were. I didn't know what eating was.
Growing up, a Whole Food was something you didn't have to share with your brother or sister.
100%. 100%. So, when I got into Beachbody, the first program that I did was 21 Day Fix. And there's a couple reasons why I was super successful with this program and why I decided to coach and help a lot of people. And just so everybody knows, this is not to sell anything. That's not what the purpose of this podcast is about. But the reason why 21 Day Fix worked, and it works for everybody, is because it teaches you, number one, about whole foods. You only eat off of these food lists, which is all good.
They're pretty
food.
Expansive, though.
Yeah,
I will tell you.
It's all the vegetables. It's all the fruit. It's carbs that are whole carbs, like a sweet potato, yes, a regular potato. And they give you these containers, which are color-coded. So I knew each day I get 4 greens. So I fill up this green container with vegetables 4 times. And that is what I get to eat for vegetables. I fill up the purple container 2 times with fruit, and that is what I get. And I can mix them and match them however I want. So what did it teach me? It taught me portion control, which is super crucial. Portion control. Y'all think like you're eating the right amount of food, but you are not. All that oil
hashtag
that you're putting
American
all over everything.
Problems.
Yeah, it taught you food portioning and then eating whole fresh foods. So for the first time in my life, I am buying the grapes, washing them, portioning them, and then eating them instead of buying a bunch of stuff, putting it in my crisper, and it all going to die there.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
The crisper drawer where vegetables go to die.
Right. So doing 21 Day Fix, I learned to do all of those things. Now, you also stop eating processed foods, but eventually you may want to bring some of those back in your diet. So then I had to start reading labels and understanding all of the chemicals that are in your food. Oh my goodness. People are like, why does everybody have cancer nowadays? Because there's chemicals in your food, there's chemicals in your clothes, there's chemicals in the air. There's literally chemicals everywhere, and that's why everybody has cancer.
Hold on. So fast forward, because what I really want to talk about is how you used these supplements. Because I know we've talked about Shakeology, we've talked about vitamins, yes, we've talked about magnesium. How did you, when you first were introduced to Shakeology, did you just say, oh, it's Beachbody, so it must be good?
No. So actually, this is the funny thing. When you ordered 21 Day Fix back then, it was so far back, you got DVDs and you got like this box.
I found my Pio DVD the other day as we're packing up and moving.
Love it. Yeah. So getting Shakeology was part of the program, but if you got Shakeology, it went on an auto pay every month. And I was like, oh, absolutely not. Number one, we're broke and poor. And number two, like, no, I'm just going to do this for 21 days and be done. So I got that bag at Shakeology and I started using it, and I seen physical differences in how my body digested food. So as soon as I got my box, I called them and was like, cancel the auto ship. And after 2 weeks, I called them back and I was like, please put this auto ship back on, because I could actually tell a difference in how my body was processing. And over the years, I'm not gonna lie, there's been so many times where I've tried to cancel Shakeology again, because it is quite expensive. But
for a reason, you get what you pay for.
You do. And it is so crucial to my stomach and my digestive system, and it really helped. And that's the thing, like, it has vitamins, it has probiotics, it has prebiotics. So you need to look at what supplements are you taking, combining that, how much does that cost, and is it actually doing, do you feel a difference? Because right, if you don't feel a difference, you probably don't need to keep utilizing that product, right?
Yeah.
And that's another thing to know, is like, different bodies, they uptake vitamins differently. So like you were saying, magnesium, if you get the powder magnesium and you put it in your drink, your body is going to process that differently than if you take a pill of magnesium. Also, there's like 4 different or 5 different magnesiums out there that all do different things. So you need to know the difference between magnesium maltate and magnesium chelated, and like, there's all of these different types of magnesium. So you really need to read the ingredients and then go Google those ingredients and find out what they do, and then use the product and see if you actually feel a physical change.
Yeah. And then, you know, while you're doing that research, you want to look for third-party testing. So this is not reviews on Amazon. We'll get to that later. But this is products that have been tested by third-party organizations for quality and purity. So third-party testing helps ensure that the product contains what it actually claims it contains, and that it's free from any contaminants. And you want to look for certifications from organizations like NSF International or USP or Consumer Lab. So like, as you're Googling these ingredients, don't just take the first couple of links that are been paid to be pushed to the top. Look for a couple of different third-party testing, because there are companies out there where this is legit all they do. They buy these, they consume them, they test them, they run A/B tests, they do all of the research for you. So you want to make sure that you are reading from websites that didn't just get paid to be pushed to the top so that you'll buy it from their affiliate link. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, I like that you mentioned like the marketing portion of things, because I swear they put the buzzword protein on everything. Protein bar, protein shake. You need to actually look at that label and see how much actual protein, because most of the time there's actually more carbs than there are protein in that product that they're pushing off as a protein drink or a protein bar or a protein shake.
Right.
So is it actually giving you what you're looking to get, is my point.
And there is a far cry, because I mean, when I think we've talked about this before, you know, we always had this mindset, oh, peanut butter equals protein, peanut butter equals healthy. And peanut butter is beautiful. It's such a beautiful thing, y'all. You slap that on a banana, you can combine it with literally everything. I'm pretty sure you could put peanut butter on dog poop and it would taste amazing. However, it's not the healthiest thing for you. If no. you, if your doctor says you need more protein, you probably need to go home and eat some meat. Yeah. Right?
Chicken, eggs, peanut butter is a fat.
But it's good fat. It's Are you no. a good fat or a bad fat?
Peanut butter actually has like no nutritional value at all. None.
So make sure that you're doing the research, you're doing the Googling, you're not just taking the first couple of links from the top. And then one thing that I really wanted to talk about is when you are looking to start something new, and this is coming from me, Mrs. Tin Hat Extraordinaire. I don't trust anyone. I don't believe in doctor. Well, I believe in doctors. I just don't believe everything they tell me. You want to consult, like, especially if you I'm not on like a regular medication for anything. Praise the Lord. I'm healthy. I just do the things. But if you're taking a medication for this or that, you want to make sure that you consult with your doctor and you do the research to make sure that whatever new supplement or shake or whatever is not going to interact with what you are already taking on the daily that you need to stay healthy and alive, because that's kind of important.
Yeah, this is one thing that I did for me and Trent. We were trying to really nail down our foods. And again, like we have digestive system problems. So what I did I took us both to a functional medicine doctor, a holistic functional medicine doctor. And that is a doctor that believes more in like vitamins and health through healing, as opposed to like dropping a medication on it to get better.
I love that.
Yes.
I need to go to
So they can run blood panels for you to see which foods you are intolerant to and which vitamins you are deficient in. And this was super eye-opening. This is how I learned so much about the magnesium.
Yeah.
And I took my Shakeology with me because they say bring all of your supplements in that you are taking, all of your vitamins, all of your supplements, and then they draw like 6 vials of blood and run it through and they tell you all of the foods that your body likes or doesn't like. Because a lot of times, like, you say you go out, this happened the other day, me and Dave went to Honcho's, and when I did that test, I found out that my body is intolerant to legumes. So what does that mean? If I eat anything with beans in it, I instantly feel very bloaty. So I know this. So when I go to Mexican food, I try super hard to pay attention that nothing has beans in it. Well, I was so on guard against beans. When I got my food out, there was a dip with it that I just didn't pay any attention to. I'm dipping, I'm talking and stuff like that. And afterwards, I was like, oh my gosh, I feel so physically ill. Like, I ended up going to bed at like 6:30, 7 o'clock.
Aw, muffin.
Because I didn't feel good. And then I realized that dip was soy-based. And I am actually allergic, not just intolerant, but allergic to soy. And so I was like so on guard against the beans that I didn't pay attention that there was soy in the dip that I was utilizing. I think the whole dip was soy.
It was just a soy dip.
Yeah. And so it's like
soy dip and chips.
Yeah. But people confuse, like, they think that they have chronic pain or they think that they have this or that. And a lot of times it's just the foods that you are eating.
Literally just the foods you're eating.
Yep. They're inflaming your body. So if you can make yourself a doctor's appointment with a functional medicine doctor and have them run these blood panels to check your food intolerances, to check your vitamin levels, because that was another thing. I'm drinking Shakeology and it's great for my digestive system, but in my mind, I thought that it was fulfilling all of the vitamins that I needed.
Not if you live in Michigan.
Yeah, I was deficient in all of the B vitamins, vitamin D, mm-hmm. No sunshine.
There it is.
And then magnesium, which was funny because there was magnesium in Shakeology and I was taking a powdered magnesium supplement, but I needed right off of Amazon. And this is what I loved about the functional medicine doctor is you could buy stuff in their office, but really she was like, just go on Amazon and get, you know, magnesium, this
250 milligram capsule. Yep,
exactly. And so she told me exactly what I needed. So consulting a healthcare professional and really bringing in what you have and letting them run those tests can be huge, because now I know, like, don't eat this or you will feel bad, you know? And some of those things I eat on the regular, like whey and casein, I was getting, when I would do the performance pack through Beachbody, it had a nighttime casein shake, which is like a slow uptake of a protein while you're sleeping.
Okay.
So it helps like heal your muscles while you're sleeping faster and better, and it keeps you full through the night. Like if you're lifting a lot of weights, a lot of times you'll add casein at night to help heal up. Well, I have an intolerance to casein. So I always wondered why
you were getting yucky sleep.
Yeah, I would feel bad or I would feel like, you know, a certain way. And that's why. So
I love that so much. Thank you for sharing that. Because, yeah, it's, I mean, when I started my essential oils business, you know, I'm recommending, like, I live for peppermint. Like, I do not leave the house. I don't live a single day without having peppermint oil in my house because that is one of the few things that I use when I get my debilitating migraines. And for anybody out there who gets the debilitating migraines, this is not a headache. For those of you who don't know, this is a migraine where, you know, you can't see, you're throwing up, you are literally down and out. Like, there are days where I would rather have food poisoning than a migraine. And, you know, when I'm pregnant, I can't take anything. And so my mom introduced me the peppermint oil. So I started, you know, recommending it to other people, not knowing that, well, if you have a history of seizures and things like that, peppermint oil is not good for you. So you really do have to consult and do the research. And then the next thing we're going to circle back to is customer reviews.
Yeah, you have to read the reviews and the customer feedback. Like, take some time to read the reviews and the feedback from other people who have used the product and look for patterns in those reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to like common complaints or red flags and keep in mind that, like, you know, while individual experiences may vary, reoccurring negative feedback could be a warning sign.
And this is something I do whenever I purchase like clothes or things off of Amazon. The first thing I do is I hit the review section and I read all the negative reviews. I read all the negative reviews first. And if I'm seeing recurring, if these people are complaining about functionality or condition and stuff like that, you know, then I usually pass and find something that's comparable. But if I'm looking at the negative reviews and it was just like, oh, my package was late, or oh, this or that, like it was not to do specifically with the this isn't what I ordered, blah, blah, blah. Then I'm like, okay, these people were just mad. And then I move on to the good reviews and I'm looking for people, like especially with clothing, I'm looking for people with body type similar to mine. And like, if you are on social media, you can definitely throw a post out there. Hey, you guys, I'm thinking of using this supplement. Anybody have any experience with this? Get in a Facebook group for like fitness and stuff like that. Hey, does anybody have any experience with this supplement or this powder or this shake? I'm looking to start and I'd like to know if you guys have any good stories, bad stories, like fill me in.
Yeah, for sure. And be skeptical of outlandish claims.
This one's
my
favorite. I love the silver bullet pills and shots and I don't believe them for a single second.
Yeah, if a product if it promises miraculous results with little to no effort, it's likely too good to be true. Like, products that provide realistic expectations and are transparent. Here's the thing, guys. Like you just said, there's no magic pill. There's not. No magic potion.
Nothing
there's no
is
magic
going
skinny
to,
drink.
Nothing like, is going to replace your discipline, your cultivation of discipline and consistency. Like, yeah. Nothing's going to replace that.
And here's the thing, like, I always talk about Beachbody because I have so much experience with it.
Right.
But the reason why Beachbody programs work is a couple of reasons. Number one, because people are cutting their calories. And when you reduce your calories and you increase your work,
You drop weight.
It's just science. Reduce calories, increase calorie burn.
Follow
you lose
science.
Weight, right?
Follow the
so
science.
The next thing is positive expectancy. If I expect something to work, it is probably going to work because in my mind, I'm like, this is going to work. I'm excited about it. So I'm going to follow the program. I'm going to do everything I'm supposed to do. And then I'm going to get the results, right? If you go into a program and you're like, this probably isn't going to work. It's probably not going to work. You're probably not going to measure your food as accurately. You're probably not putting in as much work on the workouts and as much effort on the things. And then here's the other thing, supplements. Okay. So you could take all the supplements in the world. If you are not eating clean and working out, they're not going to do anything. Nothing is going to happen. You can't, like, it's a cliche, but it's 110% true. You can't outwork a bad diet, right? And you don't need supplements for anything if you have not conquered portioning and eating good food and working out. That is number one. Supplements are meant to do exactly what's
it's
in the word.
It's called a supplement.
It's to add to your progress and your results. So if you need a way to get in more protein because you're working out so hard, then you can supplement in a protein shake. But like you said, Kylie, just eating a chicken breast or a couple eggs is actually better than that protein shake. That protein shake is meant for an athlete who's on the go and on the run and they need something to be able to grab because they need extra protein in their diet because they're burning so many calories.
Yep.
All of the supplements work like that. Like, you need to be following a macros or a calorie-based diet, and then you can supplement with additional things you need. Like, hey, if you're running, you may need a hydration supplement. Hey, if you're working out a ton, you may need some BCAAs or some casein to be able to have your body working while you're sleeping and give it a little oomph, right? Like, a supplement is that little oomph, a little extra.
So real quick before we wrap up, can you run down some of the supplement shakes and things that you have had experience with that have actually had a positive impact on your health and your wellness? Do you have any you want to share?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I already shared Shakeology. I drink the vegan Shakeology. I always have. I've drank it for 10, 11 years now, like I said. I do believe in BCAAs. I think that they're very helpful. I don't think you need a super expensive, outlandish brand. I think that you can go to Walmart or you can go to GNC and just make sure you look at the back of the package and it's not just trucked full of sugar. Mm. Pay attention to sugar content on these products. Reach. Okay. I am not a big fan of protein bars because protein bars are usually just sugar packets.
It's basically a candy bar.
Yeah. If you need, like, say you're when I'm marathon training, I may grab a Clif bar because it's easy for me to, it usually has clean product in it. It's not just full of sugar. And it's easy for me to put in my leggings and have, like, it helps you sustain for a long time.
Yeah.
But if you're not in a high training mode, you don't need to have protein bars. You might as well
eat an apple.
You're eating candy bars usually when you're eating protein bars.
Right.
So you really need to pay attention to those.
I fell into that. So, like, Casey, she was looking at the Luna bars.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at the ingredients. Don't get me wrong, not bashing Luna bars. Love them. They are fabulous and they taste wonderful. But I looked at it and I'm like, this is not stuff that we need to put in our body right this minute, you know? Yeah. And don't be afraid to, like, make your own stuff. Pinterest is an amazing place to find recipes to make your own granola bars, your own dried fruit, your own, like, let's do it, people. Get on the homesteading train, y'all. All right.
Yeah. So those would be the ones I use. I use the BCAAs. I use the Shakeology. There's no supplement for water, y'all. You got to drink regular water. You got to eat regular protein. You will get a lot further, faster, just eating good whole foods
and portioning. And
portioning properly in your life. And if you, like I said, if you're an elite level athlete, you're a CrossFit athlete, your kid is a hockey player like Trent, like, so for Trent, for example, he has protein that he has just from GNC or from Walmart, and it's just a very clean vegan brand that has a high protein content.
No sugar.
Like, if sugar is one of the first 3 to 5 ingredients, that should be a no for you.
Because when you're looking at the ingredients, just for people who don't know, the ingredients list goes from what it mostly is, you know, what's most in there. So that's why when you pick up orange juice, you know, it says the first thing you see is water and then orange juice concentrate. So those, you know, and as you get to the bottom, you'll see that disclaimer. It says less than 2% of blah, 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 blah. So when you're looking at whatever you're looking at, and like Trisha just said, sugar or high fructose corn syrup or corn syrup is within the first 6 things, probably put it down and find something different.
Yeah. Oh, a supplement that I used a ton, especially while I was running my marathon, is called LMNT. And it's a
LMNOP.
LMNT. It's a hydration supplement.
Ooh.
And it's really, it's a clean product, no sugar. I implemented that into my marathon training last year and I did it again this year. And it was so great. So if you're finding you or your athlete is, like, cramping, they're thirsty, they're not getting enough nutrients in, you're going to want to use that.
All right, y'all. Well, that's our time. We hope you enjoyed this episode. We are so glad that you stopped by. If you like the show, please share the show and subscribe wherever you're at so you don't miss another episode of Elite Life.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Elite Life Podcast with Trish and Kylie. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend so we can keep delivering you more fantastic insights on grit, grace, and growth. Stay connected with us on Instagram and Facebook, where we'll keep the ideas flowing to help you build a life you love and leave a legacy you can be proud of. Until next time.
Realtors, are you so over spinning your wheels, spending more money than you're making? Sick and tired of buying leads that have already talked to six other agents? Then stop. MyStarsAcademy.com offers real estate training, coaching, and business scaling for agents and brokers. It's your turn to learn from experts in the real estate, mortgage, title, and home warranty fields. Their combined knowledge brings you over 80 years of experience, so you do not want to miss this opportunity that only MyStarsAcademy.com offers. This is your one-stop shop to learn from multiple experts in the industry in one space at your pace. These coaches have boots-on-the-ground experience and track records of success at all levels in the industry. Agents have been using this program for years to ensure they ramp up quickly, 10x their checks, and level up their real estate business. And brokers use this trusted system to train their agents, which saves them time and frees them up to do what they do best, make that money. The Agent Accelerator Program has training modules on everything you need to know, from business setup and goal tracking to finding free leads, and even how to leverage your social media to build a constant flow of clients. We teach you how to convert more leads, which convert to more closings and equals more money in your pocket. Plus, we offer a money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose and tons of knowledge, tools, and resources to gain. So head over to MyStarsAcademy.com today so you can start making more money now.